call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, great producer and, you know, food extraordinaire. I mean, you know, I know it was fiance Kathleen that made that, but his crab salad, apparently very good back there.
Did you taste it, Joseph?
No, not yet, actually. I was.
We'll have to have you taste it real quick before our next guest joins us. But
it's delicious. We need to do a... A budget bistro on this.
Yeah.
Or is this too expensive to make?
No, it's pennies. The pasta costs nothing.
Well, see, this is excellent.
Good stuff.
Most expensive thing was the crab, but it's not even really crab. It's just surimi.
Imitation crab.
Correct.
There you go. Good stuff.
Well, this song is Stormy Monday by T-Bone Walker from Dark Blue.
And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management. The best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoshel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on BreakRadioShow.com, also known as BTBN. You can give him a call, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show, but we are talking about a variety of different movies and books and TV shows. By the way, you can check us out on Meerkat, on the Meerkat app as well, at Breakthrough Entertainment, and on Periscope, at Eric Reiner 1. And right now, we are honored to have on our next guest, author Felicia Day. She's got this book out called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. Felicia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And by the way, we are broadcasting also on Meerkat, so I told our listeners that they could ask you any questions. And you've got a fan out there. James said he's familiar with you. He knows you you're on YouTube, but he wanted to know if you're on Meerkat.
I've been on Meerkat a couple times. I use Periscope a little bit more because I'm such a Twitter addict, and it pairs really well with that. But I love live streaming. I live stream on my own gaming channel on Twitch, and my company does too. So to me, live is where it's at.
Yes.
Obviously, you guys know that because you do it every day.
Yes, yes. Well, tell us, what is your Twitter, by the way, and make sure that our listeners know to follow you.
My Twitter is Felicia Day, and that's my name. And okay. I'm pretty much Felicia Day everywhere except for a couple places where someone took the name.
Right. Okay. Well, tell us, I know you've been in a variety of different TV shows, Supernatural and all that, and we'll probably get to that, but I want to make sure we talk about You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. You know, how did you write this book? I mean, what prompted you to write this book?
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm a little young for a memoir, I've been told. But over the last couple of years, I've been asked to go around the world speaking to universities and companies and advertisers about my journey from, being a homeschool kid and going to college really early to becoming an actor in Hollywood and getting really frustrated with opportunities there. So I've started picking up a camera and shooting in my garage videos. And now I have a company with 12 employees and I'm on TV shows and I'm developing my own stuff as a writer and producer and actor. And, you know, it's kind of the best career I could ever imagine. And I kind of invented it as I went along. And as this digital world has proven, you can get your story out there, even if you don't have the connections. So, because so many people seem to respond to that story and just the basic theme of embracing the weird things about you to make it them your superpower, I decided to write a book to kind of make it permanent.
Wow.
By the way, I'm available to work for your company.
It's Eric saying that. But you are right. I mean, that's amazing what social media and all these things, I mean, like live internet, I mean, like we were talking about, Meerkat, Eric said that you were broadcasting, you're driving.
Yeah,
somewhere?
I just had it mounted in the windshield
mounted
of the car.
Mounted in the windshield? I mean, so
people are watching it.
People watch these things.
And I'm like, why are they watching this?
Yeah. Well, what is your opinion on that, Felicia? Why do you think that people are drawn to these things? I mean, just mundane type things, you'd think.
I think, it's about creating community. Mm-hmm. If you care about your fans, if you care about what you make and how it's received, you can kind of create a community of people feel like they belong. They're hanging out with their friends, kind of. They connect with other audience members and have sort of a common language that makes it so much easier to navigate life because a lot of the times you're trapped in your world around people who maybe you don't feel like you belong, and the pressure to conform and get rid of the things that make you feel different is really, really hard to resist a lot. And I think if you abandon the things that kind of drive you, that make you unique, that's really abandoning the things that make you stand out and able to really feel like you're yourself in real life. You should never be ashamed of the things you like, especially if they're odd. So that's where the online world makes you feel like you belong a little bit more. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, indeed, because, you know, you look at it and, you know, you could relate to people that do that and see others that, you know, like in the sense of Eric. I mean, when you say, you know, you're driving there, it's still kind of interesting to see what other people really behind the scenes are actually doing.
Well, the only thing I can think of is why people would sit there and watch it for the whole time I was broadcasting is because of, like, they don't live here in Arizona, so they're watching, you know, saguaros go by, and it's probably interesting.
They want to see what you do next.
Across the world. I mean,
they want to see where I was going.
Yeah, it's hanging out, and it's kind of having input. You know, a lot of the times if you can make a comment and kind of influence what's going on, you're engaging, and it's a little bit more interesting than just kind of watching something that's manufactured and given to you when the people behind it don't really acknowledge people as individuals.
Yeah, very true, very true. And so, I mean, is that almost in the book's title? Yeah, want to share anything about that with us? I mean, I know we were talking about this in our first hour. We're on the internet. We know we're weird. I mean, so.
Yeah, you know, you're never weird on the internet almost. It means that, you know, a lot of either you have people or you have areas of the internet that you might not feel like you belong, or you have people who even online that are pressuring you to conform, or, you know, feeling the need to hate. I have a lot of haters out there.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah, and it's really hard to withstand because in real life you don't generally have people coming up and accusing you of being a fake to your face or saying they hate your work to your face. And as an artist, especially when you're putting yourself out there and you're vulnerable, it's hard to get through those times and not have those voices kind of spring the self-doubt in you and make it bloom. But the great thing is that when you dwell on the positive, putting positivity into the world and making people feel good about themselves versus bad, I think it makes you a better person. I think a lot of people who are angry are just unhappy in their real lives and willing to lash out at anybody they see who's being happy or in a way denying them their success in a twisted way. So I always just feel bad for them and move on and try to surround myself in as much good feelings as possible.
Excellent. And now this is really exciting for the folks that are listening to us here in Phoenix, because you're actually going to be here in a couple of days. Isn't that right, Felicia?
I'm really excited. I'm going to head to Phoenix and be signing on Monday at a really nice indie bookstore, Changing Hands, mm-hmm. in Tempe. Is that how you say it right?
Yes.
Tempe.
I've been schooled on the internet. Don't say Tempe. Yeah, and I'm excited. I'm doing a whole national book tour of all independent bookstores because I love supporting independent spirit. And it looks like there's a big old crowd coming out, but I'll be there until there aren't books to sign. So if you want to come meet me and take a picture and have me sign a book, I'd love to meet you.
So that's on Monday at...
We run ads for Changing Hands here.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Changing Hands is a great place. I mean, we run ads for it. And Felicia, do you know what time on Monday?
I believe it's at 7, but let me double check. I'm looking right now. It's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
In Arizona. Yeah, there's details on the website. If you go to FeliciaDayBook.com and click on events, there's a link to go directly to their website with all the rules and things for you to get a book there.
And be forewarned, today it's only about 117 outside.
You know, I'm in Austin right now, and it's very, very warm. It's really the humidity. It's about 100% humidity here. So I'm actually looking forward to getting back to the desert.
We've had the humidity the last few days here. I hope it'll be gone by the time you get here, though.
See, the dry heat's fine, but for whatever reason, the last like 3 or 4 days, it's been like the worst I've felt.
And
in,
when
like,
the wind stops,
years.
And when the breeze stops, it's just like horrible.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Okay, that's what the inside are for. That's what human technology really is beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and finally, before we let you go, any acting projects that you have coming up?
You know, I'm in a really cool web series that was crowdfunded for over $3 million. My friend Alan Tudyk, who was in Firefly, and Nathan Fillion, who was also in Firefly and on Castle, they are producing and writing and and directing a web series called Con Man that's coming out online on Vimeo in September, and I'm in the first three episodes of that show. So not only was it independently produced and fan-supported, but it has every star in the sci-fi world that is known to man in it, and I'm really lucky to be a part of that project. So look for that coming out, and I'm online all the time on my company website, geekandsundry.com. We do all sorts of geek entertainment. I've got a couple shows on there you can see me weekly on.
What is the address of that again?
It's geekandsundry.com, either on YouTube or on our website.
Okay, excellent. And also, again, check you out on Felicia Day, at Felicia Day on Twitter. So we just very excited to have you on the show. We wish that it worked out so that you could join us in studio. But, you know, next time you're in Phoenix, please let us know, Felicia.
I would love it. I'd love to come hang with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll see you out there changing hands this Monday night.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. And you're never weird on the internet, almost. Very true. Great book. Check it out and meet Felicia Day, author/actress Felicia Day, Changing Hands in Tempe on Monday night, 7 o'clock. Yeah. I think that this song might be something that Greg's a little bit excited about.
I am.
Dr. Dre, Still Dre. Of course, this is just the instrumental version of it. Yeah, Training Day.
There we go.
That's probably one of the most corrupt cops that I can think
of.
That's
a great movie.
Yeah.
That is a really good movie. I think they're making a TV show based on it.
They may be. They always do stuff like that. Well, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.